With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to The Lounge, presented by DraftKings. I'm Cassie Cherigo, and today I am joined by Andrew Voorhees. Thanks for being here with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So we're a few weeks away from the NFL draft, and this time last year, your story was one of the most talked about stories coming out of the Combine. For fans that don't know, you tore your ACL during drills last year at the Combine, and then kind of famously at this point, returned the next day, gutted out 38 bench press reps. It was the most of anyone last year at the Combine. Going into the Combine as offensive lineman, did you ever expect to become this sort of viral sensation coming out of it?
No, it took me by surprise, just as it did everyone else. So, unfortunately, it was because something bad that happened, but I was glad to make something good happen out of it, and I think it's going to make me a better player. Just knowing that I've gone through that adversity and just having kind of like all the support and stuff from previous players and fans and friends, and I mean the list goes on and on. So the support throughout that entire tragic process, if you will, couldn't have been any better, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. Was there anyone in particular that like jumped out at you like, oh, this is really cool that I heard from this person at that time?
Yeah, I mean, two people. So like the more popular one for the listeners is like JJ Watt. But personally for myself, Tony Baselli, he was a Gold Jacket player in the NFL, and he was a fellow USC Trojan. Awesome. So hearing from him, just knowing that we kind of had shared some similar background in the sense that we both played at the same university together. That was pretty cool for me just because he's left such a significant impact there in Southern California and as well as in the National Football League. So that was pretty cool for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's going to be like, it'd be cool to kind of follow in his footsteps in that way.
Absolutely.
When you came out of the Combine then, like what was kind of your mindset going into the draft? Obviously, it didn't go the way you wanted it to go. So how did you kind of approach that?
Yeah, so I think surgery was at the end of March and the draft was towards the end of April. And obviously a lot changed. Was not expecting to get hurt throughout the process, but the reality was I did. And I don't know, like really going into it, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, right? You have expectations going into it healthy. And then something like this happens, right? And it's just, your life completely changes. So I was just taking it day by day, really, and just soaking it all in and just trying to make the best out of the opportunity that was laid in front of me. At the end of the day, the event happened, the injury happened, right? And it was all about how I was going to respond. And I feel like I had a great response, and that really set me up to propel me throughout the rest of last year. And once I kind of started through the recovery process, right, just really allowed me to accelerate and stuff. So I'm in a good position right now. And like I've been telling everybody, my family and friends, I'm just scratching off the days, waiting for football to start back up. And I joined the team. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I think a lot of fans share the sentiment of scratching off the days until we're back at football for sure. The kind of the first thing on the calendar coming up from a fan perspective is the draft. And so now we know that the Ravens end up trading back into the seventh round to select you after Eric DaCosta kind of already had his end of the season draft press conference. Were you aware that the Ravens like were seemingly done at that point? What was kind of your mindset as, you know, the seventh round is rolling on?
Yeah. So, I mean, before I was selected, right, I was a prospect for all 32 teams. So you don't know where you're going to end up, right? Obviously, as the seventh round came around and I was still on the boards, selfishly, or I don't know if that's the right word, but I was kind of bummed out a little bit, if you will. And, you know, I mean, now looking back after all of it happened and seeing that Mr. DaCosta had his press conference after he picked our sixth-round pick last year, and knowing that he went back and traded back into the draft for me was pretty cool, especially now I'm a part of the organization. I know what this organization's about. I know the history of it a little bit now. Still got a lot more to learn, as always, but I thought that was pretty special. And so I wear the Raven logo with pride, and I'm just trying to do everything I can to represent the organization in the best way possible.
So what has the last year been like for you? Not being able to be on the practice field, obviously not on the game field either, coming in as a rookie. It's kind of different than everyone else in your draft class. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, so a lot of people have kind of said it's like a redshirt year.
Right.
And it really was. So had the opportunity to sit in throughout all of our meetings, pretty much do everything except for actually put cleats and shoulder pads and helmets on and all the gear. But so I got to learn football from some amazing players. We have an incredible offensive line room, incredible coach, incredible position coach, incredible coordinator, incredible head coach. So just got to really absorb and learn football from a different lens, right? Being that I wasn't actually on the field and doing all that. And then just a ton of weightlifting. So I've got to become really close with all the strength coaches. They're a great group. Have total belief in everything that they do. And I feel like I've really bought in. And I think they're going to have a huge impact on my kind of sort of return to play. Mm-hmm. And just really help set a foundation for myself as I return.
Was it ever a question for you that you were going to be here every day in meetings, or was that like just kind of a guarantee? You know, you wanted to be here, you wanted to get that experience under your belt.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even consider it as an option of not being here. Mm-hmm. Did all my rehab here, and like I said, I was every bit a part of this team except for putting the pads on, I felt like. So that was something important to me, too. I wanted to be around, and being a rookie, right, I wanted to make myself known and not just be a name on a piece of paper or come in starting this off season, guys, be like, who's this guy? So, I was glad I was here for the entire year.
Did you still feel like you were able to kind of take part in that because you were in the meeting rooms, you were doing everything except the practice field, just like that bonding of that first year for you?
Yeah. I mean, our room specifically, right, with, I know Kevin Zeitler's not here anymore, but you just talk about such a veteran guy who's been in the NFL for so long. Mm-hmm. He really understands the significance and the importance of kind of creating a brotherhood, especially in the offensive line, which that's one of the most important position groups on the field when it comes to playing together and mm-hmm. being a brotherhood. So, you know, just having examples like that in the room and just everybody else really buying into kind of the brotherhood mentality was awesome. So yeah, I felt every bit a part of the bond in the room specifically, and especially on the team as well.
And this was a fun locker room this year, I feel like. Did that feel like that for you? Coming out of college, I feel like it's always a different kind of perspective for guys. You don't have that like college atmosphere. But to me, like this locker room this season kind of seems like closer to that than other locker rooms we've had.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, coming out of college, you just don't know what to expect, right? You're dealing with a bunch of professionals, guys in their young 30s, mm-hmm. families, kids.
Yeah, different times in their life.
Absolutely, different seasons for sure. But yeah, no, it felt like we were really close. It felt pretty similar to the college locker room in a sense that we just spent so much time together and stuff. So that was really fun to be a part of this past season with that team specifically.
Yeah. Did not being able to step out on the field take a toll on you mentally? Like, how did you kind of handle that throughout the year?
It was definitely a bummer, especially like when camp rolled around and we started putting the pads on and mm-hmm. stuff. And I definitely missed it. But I think kind of having the right headspace going into training camp, being that my injury was in the middle of spring, I kind of had a lot of time to kind of cope and really put myself in the right headspace, as mm-hmm. I was saying. So it was unfortunate. I really missed it. I miss football more than ever right now, which is, I'll use it, I'll harness that to help propel me again, right, during this offseason and going into next season.
Who did you kind of lean on in that time? You talked about from like the spring to training camp to kind of help you get in that right headspace.
Yeah, I contribute a lot of that to my wife, Samantha. She really helped me out through all that. She's been there with me now for, we've been married for 6 years. So we got married young and in college. So she's been there for the entire journey and process. And she's been nothing but uplifting and encouraging through all the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, if you will. But specifically through my ACL injury at the combine, she really was my rock, and I couldn't be more thankful for her and just proud of her commitment to supporting me throughout my journey.
That's awesome. I love that. Props to her. We appreciate that she's there for you in that way. That's incredible. Thank you for listening to The Lounge. We are coming to you from the SeatGeek studio. We want to give a shout out to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Baltimore Ravens. They have a limited time offer you won't want to miss. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using code FLOCK. New customers can get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code FLOCK. You need to be physically present in Maryland to play and at least 21 years or older. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. You mentioned Kevin Zeitler, and obviously he's departed from the Ravens. There's a few pieces from your group that have left. So what are your kind of goals going into the season, knowing that there is a lot of opportunity in that position group?
Yeah, obviously I'm aware with the opportunity that lies ahead of me. But at the end of the day, right, I have to go and I have to earn a job. Everyone has to earn a job in that room. And so, I mean, right now the competition looks a little different because we're not in season. Mm-hmm. So I'm competing against myself every day, and I really have been my entire life. So it's just try to be the best player, best athlete I could be to then give myself the best opportunity to kind of turn that into a position to play right in the fall, because that's the goal at the end of the day. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to compete and really just looking forward to getting back out there.
This week at league meetings, Coach Harbaugh kind of talked about your position group, and he said that even in a year like this where the Ravens are kind of quote unquote like rebuilding at the group, he has a lot of confidence in your group because of having Joe DeLisandres for Ravens fans, our offensive line coach, just because he has this track record of developing young talent. So you've been in a meeting room with him for the last year. What have you learned from him?
Learned a lot about just details and a little saying I heard back in college, change the way you look at things. The things you look at begin to change. Mm-hmm. So he really is a detail-oriented coach, and it shows. I mean, we had one of the best rushing offenses in the NFL last year, and I think it's a huge credit to Coach D and his commitment, right, to just making us be the most disciplined offensive line that we can be day in and day out. So big props to Coach D, and I'm looking forward to now getting developed by him when I get my cleats on out there. So really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I love watching him at practice. He's one of the funniest guys here to me. Coach Harbaugh also said this week that he expects you to be, you know, full go come the off-season workout program starting in a couple weeks. So how do you feel, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally kind of being able to really get back in there for the first time?
Yeah, I'm anxious. Going back to what I said earlier, just scratching the days off. You know, I'm physically, I'm all ready, right? Just spending day in and day out with our training staff and our strength and conditioning coaches. I couldn't be in any better physical condition, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm just it'll be interesting to see right what it's like again, because it's been a while.
Yeah, for sure. So outside of this incredible story, you know, you've had this journey over the last year, what would you want Ravens fans to know about you as the person, outside of you as the player with this remarkable, you know, comeback story?
I just want the Raven fan base to know that no matter what, I'm just going to get my best in all, always. Again, it's such a privilege to wear this logo specifically in the NFL shield as well. So I never want to take that lightly. And I just want to let that be known through the way I conduct and carry myself and play the game. I really kind of want that to be the mark I leave, especially early on in my career.
That's awesome. I know there's a lot of excitement to see you on the field, and I know you obviously you feel that way too. Going back to college, I did read, this is on a little bit of a different note, that you did food tours when you were in college with a teammate. So I want to know if that's continued in Baltimore and if you have any favorites.
So it's continued, not only through Baltimore, but kind of through the East Coast a little bit, the Northeast. So I've been up to New York a couple of times, been up to Philadelphia. So I've been adding a couple places here and there. Baltimore, if you're a native and you know of the Atlas Group, yeah. We know that all their restaurants are really good. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Ruxton actually last week, mm-hmm. and they just opened up.
It is really good.
Really good.
This is free pub for the Ruxton, but it is really good. Probably one of the best meals I've had in really a long good. Time. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So curating the list, is it what my college one was in Los Angeles? Absolutely not. Yeah. That thing is an absolute beast.
Yeah.
I think that my, because I track it all on Apple Maps.
Okay.
And I just log pins everywhere.
You give like a rating, like a score for each one?
No. I just kind of have places I have been, okay. places I want to go. Being in Los Angeles for so long, great.
It's a long list.
Long list, right?
Yeah, a lot
so
more
just
to choose
all
from.
The columnists in Los Angeles who would write stories and stuff, I'd be like, oh, that looks good, or mm-hmm. I got to try that. So I'd throw them in the maps, and yeah, I mean the list is a beast.
And I feel like Baltimore, like low key, is a better food scene than people would expect coming here. There's a lot of good restaurants.
I agree. And it's interesting too, because you could be in the city mm-hmm. and then you drive 30-ish minutes or so and you could be out in the county and, there's amazing Atlas restaurants again out in the county. So, there's gyms everywhere and, it's been fun, especially this last year, this last summer when being that I was injured and had a little bit more free time than the average, Raven player. So I really got to explore that again with my wife, And that was really fun for us to kind of find a bunch of places, and there's a lot to experience out here.
Yeah, totally. And you're a history buff too, is that right? So have you hit all the DC monuments, there's a lot of history in this area.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy history. It's always been interesting to me. So, I mean, I've been to DC probably 5 or 6 times now, been up to Gettysburg, Fort McHenry, Harper's Ferry, Philadelphia. I mean,
it's a lot.
Boston, Lexington, Concord, list goes on. I really enjoy that. So growing up on the West Coast, right? History is a lot different. It's a lot younger mm-hmm. out there. So being on the East Coast now, kind of for the first time living out here, mm-hmm. I'm exposed to a whole new world of history. So it's been fun to learn and go sightsee a lot of places that really helped develop America and set the foundation for the country. So that has been fun.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a silver lining this year. You had a little more free time to be able to explore some of those other passions outside of football.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely history is one of them.
All right, Andrew, this has been awesome. I really think Ravens fans will enjoy kind of getting to see this peek about, you know, what this last year has been for you, what you are like as a person. So we haven't gotten to hear from you a lot in the past year. So we're excited for you for this off-season program to get started in a few weeks and looking forward to seeing you on the field this fall.
Yeah, thank you again. And I'm looking forward to it as well. And go Ravens.
End it on that. It's perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Awesome.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.